All right, gang. Thanks again for joining in. And we are, sadly enough, coming down to the last couple calls. So this will be our second to last call officially. But we are going to cover habit number 7, which I can't wait to get to. But first, I've got 3 letters for you. TED. I think we all know what that means now. And I'm so happy to see some of the assignments come through, as usual. Very impressed. And, you know, how they actually related to Jersey Mike. Some of you really took it to the next level just to talk about how this talk or maybe the top 3 things you saw applied to Jersey Mike. So I was very impressed with that. But here's just a couple. In case you haven't looked at too many, these are some of the ones that were actually talked about or turned in. One was on the way we work. And actually, 2 of you guys picked that one. Also, 2 of you guys picked how to build your confidence and spark others. And I actually tuned into that one, thought that was pretty good. And, you know, as old coaches, we say there's a fine line between confidence and cockiness. But this one really didn't get into that those metaphors. It really was talking about how we can help others with their confidence. And it reminded me a little bit of Booker T. Washington. You want to raise yourself up, then raise somebody else up. But, you know, that's just part of sometimes we don't value what confidence does in the workplace. How about this one, the journey of loss and grief? Anybody have any loss or grief?
Sorry, it's not in my way unless you need it, Jerry. Okay.
I don't need the computer.
Another one was just on music. So, you know, music does play a big part in our lives, so I thought that was pretty interesting. Izzy? There's a lot more to life than being happy. And that was actually by one of our gals here, and it was also one of my most favorite, Emily Smith. She's had the most views anywhere. I mean, I think it's up to 8 or 10 million, probably more than that. But it's on the 4 pillars of life, the 4 pillars of really what matters. And I actually used that video in some of the modules I teach. So I was very well aware of that one, so I like that. And the happy secret to better work. There goes that happy thing again. If you research the TED Talks, you can probably find a whole year's worth just on what happiness is. Pretty popular subject these days. And then probably one I thought that was pretty interesting was the power of appreciation. And, man, can you imagine if we actually put that one to use and applied that in the workplace, our families, that would be big. I know I just got back from a trip and I was so excited and I walked in the door and it was like, hi, girls. And it was pretty much, yeah, dad, whatever. You know, they didn't see me, which is pretty normal, which is pretty okay. But, you know, I mean, they're just having fun. They're just doing their thing. And they just kind of looked at me and, you know, I got my hugs later. But, you know, sometimes you want the parade right now. At any rate, I think it was probably a valuable lesson to see. At least you can find out. If you tune into TED, they'll send you, you know, 1 or 2 a week or whatever you would like, and you can kind of take a look and just pick and choose. But I found them to be pretty easy because they're the best in the world. They're 8 to 10 minutes generally. They're short and sweet. But, I mean, you can find stuff on science. You can find stuff on space, entertainment, like they say, you know, design, education. So I think it's a valuable tool to have around and, you know, just one of those things you can use or not use. So Stephen Covey's habit number 7, I think, is probably, in my opinion, the most important habit. Now, some of you have seen this one. We've it's not the first time. You know, when we teach the habits, in fact, taught the habits this morning down at the training center, and there wasn't a single person that's heard of Stephen Covey or knew what the habits were. You're not going to know the habits right off. And hence, that's why we take this little, you know, this is habits 201, second level, because we are taking a deeper dive. But we see is that, you know, we're not going to get all these habits at once. But I think if you look at this one, if you're going to pull one habit out for yourself, and we have talked about self-care before, but this one's even a little deeper than that. And so I love using one of the slides one of my mentors made for me, Chris Stripto. You know, we talk about who is a mentor. Chris is my PowerPoint mentor. He can do stuff I cannot do. And so this one's one of my favorites. But We're talking about the mind, body, soul, and heart, and the habit of renewal. And if you don't think that's important, there's only one other industry in the world that has a higher burnout than the restaurant industry. And those are gold miners in Zimbabwe, where they're down inside the earth's crust for about a mile deep. I don't think anybody really wants to do that. But the restaurant industry does have a high rate, and we know this. We see it all the time. And we know when you're stressed out, bad things usually occur. And especially if you're leading the way, and if you're a manager, leader for any kind of a team, if you're stressed out, the Snickers is not going to get it done. It's a nice commercial, but, you know, that's just not going to happen. And generally, as we say, people don't quit their jobs. They quit their managers, we know. So let's just look at this a little bit closer, what Stephen Covey says. And this is how he starts out his habit, quoting by Stephen Covey. Habit 7 is preserving and enhancing the greatest asset you have, you. It's about nurturing the goose that lays the golden eggs, which is the essence of effectiveness. Now, you think about that for a second. And what happens if the head of the household is sick? What happens when somebody who is leading a huge company goes away? What happens, you know, you think about who is important in your life and essentially what would happen if something happened to you? Family's going to be hurting. So that's why we say, look, we've got to take care of ourselves, even if we're not in the restaurant, even if we're not working, you know, in that industry. And how do we do that is we have to focus in on the mind, body, soul, and the heart. And so I love talking about the stories of back in the coaching days, used to travel in the off-season with the FCA. And most of you know that's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And our talk, Coach McCartney and I, Bill McCartney, who was the national championship coach at Colorado Buffalo. The Buffaloes won the national championship. And the next year, he moved on and he started preaching, so to speak, in the same stadiums that he coached in. And he started a concept called Promise Keepers. Quite a story. There's a 30 for 30 on him. He's got a book out, but quite a guy. And we would go in the off season and talk to athletes on the three-dimensional athlete. And later on, just kind of threw in the heart. And lo and behold, Stephen Covey has this. And so he talks about the heart also. So that's why I love this guy. At any rate, let's just start with the body. See what he has to say about the body. We all kind of know what we have to do. On my slide, we say exercise, eat healthy, sleep, relaxation. Let's just talk about sleep for just a second. Now, Kelly is in our group right here. Don't need any last name. But you know, what happens when you get sleep deprived? Lots of bad things can happen. And so we talk about how important sleep is recovery. As a fitness guy my entire life, one of the slogans I got yelled at for so many times, saying too many times, is the most misunderstood component of the fitness model is recovery. I'm the worst one. You know, just don't recover well enough. And sometimes you learn by your mistakes. Sleep is one of those things where I've been really studying sleep quite a bit, not just recently because I haven't been sleeping much myself, but what happens is we really start to mess up when we lose sleep. You'd be amazed at the science. And I was really amazed just at one of the science books here recently and some of the research. If you're used to 8 hours sleep and you go to 4 just on one day, your cardiovascular system starts to already degrade. Your brain doesn't work much. The hippocampus kind of quits. You can't recall information. So, I mean, just bad stuff happens if we're not sleeping. So if we don't think that's important, just try to enter the Navy SEALs and see what happens. You can probably still do 1,000 push-ups, but you can't do them when you're sleeping. And that's what happens. Sleep deprivation can really mess us up. So, you know, this is an important idea. And Covey also talks about eating right. And I think we all understand what that means. But it means fruits and vegetables. And I still, when we talk and we talk about how many servings of fruits and vegetables should we have, and I used to say, well, it's, you know, are they... RDA says 5 to 9 servings. Well, that's so old that, you know, now it's 9 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables. How do we do that? And especially restaurant guys that don't stop, they don't even sit down to eat. You know, you're not getting 5 to 9 servings in a sub, I can tell you that. And that's just one of the things that we have to learn, figure out. Where do we get this? How are we going to do it? Who's in charge of you? And if we don't take it serious, we're going to break down. And we know this. So let's talk about the mind a little bit. You know, when we started out this class, we had the quote that the quality of your thinking determines the quality of your life. So we know we don't want to mess around with the brain too much. We always talk about brain games. We always talk about how we're going to train the brain. And probably the easiest way, and Covey points it out, is keep a journal. And it seems like throughout the course of this this course here, we've seen some started keeping journals. And we know that even in the in my nutrition business, fitness business, you'd have to keep a journal. So that was mandatory. And I'd give you a journal, and it was a very in-depth journal, but you had to keep track because we knew that if you wrote stuff down, you would have a 50% higher chance of getting your goal. And that's just not a key statistic. That's pretty normal. So if we don't write stuff down, we're less apt to get our goals, no matter what they are. So whether it's, you know, nutrition, whether it's the mind, a journal is very, very effective. And what Covey goes on to talk about is also we need to read voraciously. And you might remember when we started out, we also talked about the most successful people in the world have 3 things in common. They get up early, they read a lot, and they give. And, you know, the reading is one of those things it seems a lot of us have trouble with, but, you know, you can read. Reading, I think also, I think if you throw in videos, that counts. Because even a TED Talk is pretty effective. But I think once we read, even if we're not great at comprehension, we get better at it and we're still training the brain. And I agree with what he says. He also says, collect quotations that inspire you and stimulate your mind. Nobody's going to argue with that. And that's why we love when we say memorizing stuff. And whether it's quotes, poems, scripture, names, numbers, if you can memorize cards, you can make some money too. And I actually know a guy like that. At any rate, I'm going to keep moving on with what Covey talks about the spirit. This is one, you know, we talk about the spirit, it's kind of a private idea. You know, it's probably one of the most, you know, spirituality is probably the most private yet important things in most people's lives that I know. And what he says about the spirit is we need to create, review, and refine your mission statement all the time. And so we mentioned that mission statement way back weeks ago. We need to look and enjoy the world of nature. Get outside. I know Phil shared a book we read together. What was the name of that book again, Phil?
Which one?
Oh, the one in Crete.
Mm.
The Crete book. Natural Born Heroes. And they show studies of how we're really born to be outside. And you can take a test inside and take it outside and get 10 points higher just by sitting out in nature. And some of the things in the book are pretty amazing, but we are really born to be outside, so let's not forget about that. Covey also talks about the reading inspirational literature or biographies of people that inspire you. Pretty easy one. I know I love reading about history and figures like Gandhi and Mandela and these type of leaders, Mother Teresa, voracious reader of saints. That's usually how I start the day off, reading about a saint. You want to talk about developing a good habit. But, you know, that's what turns me on. That's what inspires me. And also, he says, hey, don't forget about listening to inspirational, uplifting music. And I think the opposite goes, too. You don't want to be listening to some of the non-inspirational music that's out there. And that's what the monks would always say. What are you listening to? What are you watching? Who are your friends? You know, what? All this influences who we are. So we know that Covey also talked about, don't forget about giving your time, your money, and yourself. That's part of spirituality. And practicing meditation, reflection, other activities that inspire you to be your best self. I know for the one TED Talk on Stephanie Smith, it was painting. And so that was her transcendence. If you look at painting, and there's studies that she was quoting that if, you know, you just look at a painting for a while and see what it means to you, and your stress goes down. So all different things we have to work on to renew ourselves. We talked about Danny Malamas and how he takes his team on a retreat twice a year. Who does that? But he knows the value of what it is to kind of de-stress. So we'll finish up with the heart. And as we know, we mentioned earlier this class, the Heart Math Institute. We can actually measure these electromagnetic waves that go back. Our hearts are talking to each other. And even within a 10-foot room, we can measure waves that go that far, that our hearts can actually relate and engage and connect. I believe that's really true. And what Covey says about that is that you have to keep your relationships close and you have to continually put deposits in your emotional bank. And that really comes from family and friends. And we know that's how important that is. Almost everything we've done in this class, when we separate work and family, family's taken first spot. And I think that's the way it should be. And unfortunately, it's not for everybody. Another thing that Covey talks about is that empathy word, empathetically listening regularly. And we mentioned that today in our first class about it's not so easy. You've got to practice it. And that's when people really do feel appreciated and valued, when you're really listening. Not so easy. And believe it or not, what he says is you need to forgive yourself and forgive others who may have hurt you. That's a tough one. And again, that's a pretty personal one, but we say that forgiveness is one of those things where it can define your life, and if you don't forgive, it can wreck your life. And most of us know what that means. So I'm going to leave you with a quote that is going to be one of my favorite proverbs, and it has to deal with the heart. But first, as your pens are getting ready, go back to old Saint Benedict. And why do we need to rest? He writes in his rule, we need to rest because we need our souls to catch up with our minds and our bodies. And that's why we rest on Sundays or the weekend or whatever day. We need to make sure we understand what rest is, recovery, renewal. But the quote, the proverb is, a good person produces good thoughts from the treasury of a good heart. A good person produces good thoughts from the treasury of a good heart. So again, are we, time management-wise, making time for ourselves? From what I can gather, most of us, I think, do. But once we get closer to the restaurant world, it's pretty tough if we don't get some help and if we don't recognize it in others. And maybe that's what we have to help. Maybe that's our call, is to help others do that aren't quite seeing it. So there is absolutely no homework for this week. This is your big bonus for writing poems. You see, you're going to get rewarded. And we're going to have our final class next week and kind of sum things up. So if you can make it that far, you will receive a diploma. And it's very nice. It's very lovely. And that would be our goal. So without further ado, we'll keep you right on track and we'll say arrivederci.